Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. You guys wanted us to dig into finding hope and strength when things get rough, specifically what some ancient texts have to say about it.
Okay.
So we've got some verses from the Bible lined up for today.
Awesome. Now, even if you're not particularly religious,
yeah,
I think these verses can offer some really powerful insights into the human experience.
Right.
You know, like dealing with tough emotions, finding strength,
right,
and ultimately moving towards hope.
I like it. Okay, so the Bible's a pretty big book. Where do we even begin?
Well, Psalm 34.18 is a good place to start. It says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit."
Wow. Yeah, when you put it like that, it really gets straight to the heart of it.
Exactly. It offers this like immediate comfort and solace.
Yeah.
Like when you're hurting, you're not alone.
Yeah, I get that. It's like having a good friend who just gets it. You know,
mm-hmm.
They're there for you. They don't judge. They just offer support, a shoulder to cry on. It's that feeling of being seen and understood, even in your darkest moments.
Precisely.
And that idea of not being alone is echoed in other verses, too. Right.
Like Psalm 23.4.
Okay.
It talks about walking through the darkest valley, but not being alone.
Oh, yeah.
There's this sense of presence, this guiding force that comforts you.
You know, when you said walking through the darkest valley, it just it made me think about that feeling of being lost and alone when you're going through a hard time. But the verse offers this glimmer of hope, like even in the darkness, you're not alone. There's something there to guide you.
Yes. The Bible uses a lot of powerful metaphors and images like that.
Yeah.
And I think for a lot of people, these images can be very comforting. In a more modern context, we can think of that comforting presence as our support system.
Right.
Like friends, family, therapists, anyone who helps us through.
It's like that inner circle you can always rely on. Those people who just get you and are there for you no matter what. Okay, so we've got this idea of comfort, of not being alone. But how do we actually move from despair to hope? Mm. Is there something in these verses that talks about that journey?
Let's look at Psalm 40.1-3.
Okay.
It describes someone crying out from the depths of despair,
yeah,
and then being lifted up and finding solid ground.
Okay, yeah. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. Wow, there's that powerful imagery again.
Right.
It's like you could actually feel the weight of that despair,
yeah,
like being stuck in the muck.
Exactly.
And then it says, he put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. It's like you go from this despair to this feeling of gratitude.
Right. You find something to be thankful for.
That's interesting to me. What does it mean to have a new song in your mouth? Is that like finding joy?
Yeah.
A new sense of purpose? Maybe just the strength to keep going?
You know, it can be all of those things. It's about the transformation that happens when we face those tough times.
Mm.
You come up with a fresh perspective, maybe a new appreciation for life, even a new purpose.
Right, like a second chance. Exactly. It's almost like finding your voice again after being silenced by what you've been through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's talk about strength and resilience.
Okay.
That's a big one when you're dealing with difficult situations.
Absolutely. Look at Isaiah 41.10.
Okay.
It says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
It's like this direct injection of strength. I love that.
Right.
It's active, you know, strengthen, help, uphold.
Yeah.
Not just a passive promise. It's about active support.
Yeah.
And the righteous right hand, that's such a powerful image.
Powerful image. Think about it. It's like being lifted up by a strong hand when you're about to fall.
Right.
That sense of security, knowing you won't stumble.
You know, even though I'm not particularly religious, I can still relate to that. It's like when you're going through a rough time and a friend is there for you and says, "I got you."
Yeah.
It can be so powerful. And we see a similar sentiment in 1 Peter 5:6-7, right? Talking about humbling yourself and casting your anxieties on something bigger than yourself.
Exactly. The verse says, "Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you."
Oh.
It's like giving yourself permission to let go.
But how does that actually work? Do your worries just magically disappear?
It's not about magic. It's about realizing you don't have to shoulder everything on your own.
Mm.
It's surrendering to something beyond yourself, whether it's faith, a community, even just the healing power of time.
It's like accepting that you don't have to have all the answers, that it's okay to ask for help.
Yeah.
To share the burden.
Okay.
So it's not denying our anxieties, but finding healthy ways to deal with them.
Right.
I love that. It reminds me of that sense of peace you get when you finally let go of something you've been holding on to for too long.
That's a great point.
Mm.
And that leads us to another theme, finding rest and peace even in the middle of chaos.
I'm guessing this is where Matthew 11:28-30 comes in.
You got it.
The part about finding rest.
That's right. It's an invitation. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
It also invites us to take on this yoke, which is described as easy and light. But I don't know about you, but life doesn't always feel easy and light.
Right.
What's the message here?
I think it's about shifting your perspective.
Okay.
It's not that our burdens disappear.
Right.
But maybe we can find a different way to carry them.
Okay. So if we're not talking about an actual yoke, what could this represent?
Perhaps it's about accepting help, sharing those burdens, finding healthy ways to cope.
Okay.
It's about learning to let go of what we can't control and focusing on what we can.
So it's about finding those things that lighten the load, even just a little bit.
Yeah.
This makes me think about self-care, taking time to do things that bring you joy and peace, even when life feels overwhelming.
Absolutely. Don't forget Philippians 4:6-7.
Okay.
It emphasizes prayer, petition, and thanksgiving.
It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So again, we see that emphasis on releasing worry, but this time it's tied to gratitude. Why is that so important?
Gratitude shifts your focus.
Oh.
Instead of dwelling on what's wrong,
right.
We're reminded of what's right.
Yeah.
We're not ignoring the tough stuff, but we're choosing to focus on those bits of hope and beauty that keep us going.
So even when it feels like there's only darkness, there are still things to be grateful for.
Always.
It's like training your mind to see the good, even when things are hard.
It is powerful. And speaking of powerful,
yeah.
Let's go back to Isaiah 41:10, where it talks about being strengthened and upheld.
Right. I love that imagery.
It reminds us we don't have to face tough times alone.
Mm.
But what if you don't believe in a higher power?
Right.
Where do you find that support?
That's a good question.
Think about the people in your life who embody strength and support. It could be a mentor, a teacher, a friend, even a pet. It's about who makes you feel safe and loved.
And even if you don't have those people in your life right now, you can still find them.
Absolutely.
You know, volunteering, joining groups, even just talking to new people.
It's true.
Can lead to those connections.
Yeah, sometimes the most unexpected people become our biggest supporters. And that brings us to our last theme for today, overcoming challenges. John 16:33 reminds us that troubles are unavoidable, but we have to take heart because in the end, we overcome.
Okay, so how do we apply that to our own lives? How do we find the courage to face those challenges head on?
I think it starts by acknowledging our own strength. We've talked about reaching out for help, but recognizing our own resilience is just as important.
It's like remembering that we've faced and overcome challenges before and we can do it again.
Exactly. And even if it's a brand new challenge, it's still a chance to grow.
It's like that saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It's about understanding that challenges can help us grow into more resilient and compassionate people.
Absolutely. And that brings us back to Romans 8:38-39.
Okay.
It assures us that nothing can separate us from love.
Wow.
That love, that support is a powerful source of strength.
It is.
Especially during dark times.
So even when we feel totally lost, we're never really alone. That love, whether it's from people in our lives or from within ourselves, it's always there.
You just have to remember to tap into it.
That's a great message to end on. We've covered a lot, from comfort and hope to strength and resilience to peace and overcoming challenges.
We've seen how these ancient texts can offer a lot of guidance for navigating life's ups and downs.
Yeah, and you don't have to be religious to appreciate that wisdom.
Absolutely.
In the end, it's about figuring out what works best for you.
Right.
What helps you tap into your own inner strength and hope.
What stands out to you from all of this?
You know, what really strikes me is, how these verses offer these like little nuggets of hope, these reminders that even in those darkest moments, we're not alone and we've got the strength to keep going. But I also know it's got to be hard to actually believe that when you're going through something really difficult.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, that's a nice thought. But how does that actually work in real life?
That's a great question. I think that's where a lot of people get tripped up.
Yeah.
It's one thing to read about hope and strength.
Right.
But it's a whole other thing to actually feel it when you're dealing with something like depression.
Right.
Where everything just feels dark and hopeless.
It's like being stuck in a fog. You know intellectually that there's light somewhere, but you just can't seem to find it.
Exactly. And depression isn't just sadness. It can be really isolating.
Yeah.
And debilitating.
It is.
It can make it feel impossible to reach out for help.
So how do we break through that fog? What are some practical things we can do to reconnect with hope when it feels completely out of reach?
Let's go back to Psalm 40:1-3.
Okay.
Remember how the psalmist cries out from despair?
Yeah.
And then finds solid ground?
Mm-hmm.
I think that act of crying out is crucial.
So like reaching out for help even when it feels impossible.
Exactly.
That's a really important first step.
It is. Whether it's talking to a friend,
yeah,
talking to a therapist,
okay,
expressing yourself through art or journaling,
right,
that act of reaching out can be powerful.
It's like sending up a flare, you know?
Exactly.
Signaling that you need help. And just acknowledging your struggle out loud can be so empowering.
It can. You're saying, I'm not okay, and that's okay.
Right.
And you might be surprised by the people who show up to help. Which brings us to community.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about Psalm 34:8 earlier.
Right.
And that idea of not being alone in your pain.
Exactly.
I imagine having a good support system can really make a difference when you're struggling.
Absolutely. Having people you can lean on, people who get it and don't judge,
mm-hmm,
can be so healing.
But what if you don't have that in your personal life? Where do you go then?
That's where support groups and online communities can be great.
Oh, okay.
There are so many organizations and groups that help people with depression and mental health challenges.
So it's about finding those safe spaces where you can connect with others who understand.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes even just listening to other people's stories,
yeah,
can be really inspiring.
It is. It reminds you that healing is possible, that even in the darkest times, there's hope.
It's like those stories give you a roadmap.
Yeah.
A way to navigate your own journey.
Okay, speaking of roadmaps, let's go back to Matthew 11:28-30.
Okay.
Where it talks about taking on a yoke that's easy and light. We talked about this representing healthy coping mechanisms.
Yeah, and I think that's important to emphasize.
Okay.
When you're struggling, it's easy to feel overwhelmed.
Right.
Like you're carrying the weight of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But finding healthy ways to cope can really help.
So what does that actually look like? What are some things we can do to lighten the load?
It's different for everyone.
Sure.
But some examples could be,
yeah,
a regular sleep schedule.
Okay.
Exercise. Spending time in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Mindfulness. Meditation. Or setting realistic goals.
Right.
It's about figuring out what works for you.
It's like building a toolbox.
Exactly.
Strategies you can use when things feel overwhelming.
That's a great way to put it.
And it's not about adding more to your plate.
Right.
It's about finding things that bring you joy and peace.
Absolutely. Being intentional about your well-being.
Mm-hmm. This makes me think about Philippians 4:6-7.
Okay.
It talks about prayer, petition, and thanksgiving. Even if you're not religious, there's something powerful about expressing gratitude.
Gratitude can have a huge impact on our well-being.
Yeah.
It shifts our focus from what we're lacking to what we have.
Yeah.
And helps us appreciate the good stuff.
Even when things are hard.
Exactly.
So even when it feels like there's nothing but darkness, there are still things to be grateful for.
Always.
Yeah.
It's about training your mind to look for the good. Those little moments of beauty and connection that remind you that life's worth living.
Okay, so we've talked about reaching out, finding support, taking care of ourselves, and practicing gratitude. Those are all great, but sometimes you need an extra boost.
I hear you.
You know, that feeling that you can actually get through this.
That inner strength and resilience.
Right.
Remember Isaiah 41:10?
Yeah.
The image of being held up by a strong hand. Even if you don't believe in a higher power, think about the people in your life who represent that for you.
Like a mentor or a really good friend.
Someone
who always seems to know the right thing to say.
Mm-hmm. Tapping into those relationships can be so powerful.
And sometimes it's about remembering our own strength, too.
That's a good point. We tend to forget that we've overcome tough stuff before.
We have.
We all have this well of resilience we can draw from.
We do. It's like a muscle. The more we use it, the stronger it gets.
Exactly. So it's not about avoiding challenges.
Right.
It's about learning to navigate them.
And growing from them.
Right. Even if you're dealing with something totally new, it's a chance to learn.
It's about looking at challenges as opportunities.
Yeah. Which reminds me of John 16:33.
Okay.
In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world.
It acknowledges that life is full of challenges,
mm-hmm,
but also that we can overcome them.
Exactly.
It's a reminder that we're not defined by our struggles,
right,
but by how we handle them.
And that brings us back to Romans 8:38-39.
Okay.
It tells us that nothing can separate us from love.
Such a powerful message of hope.
It is.
It reminds us that even when we feel lost, we're still connected to something bigger. Something that loves and supports us no matter what.
Whether you find that love in your faiths, your relationships, or within yourself, it's a powerful source of strength.
It is. So how do we tap into that?
Yeah.
Especially when we're feeling alone.
That's the question, isn't it?
It is.
And I think the answer is going to be different for everyone.
Okay.
It's about finding what works for you.
So maybe it's spending time in nature or connecting with loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's doing something creative or just taking some quiet time for yourself.
Exactly. It's
yeah.
about nourishing your soul and remembering your worth.
So we've talked about a lot of different ways to find hope and strength when things are hard.
We have.
From getting help to practicing gratitude to remembering how strong we really are.
It's about finding what works for you.
Yeah, there's no one right way to deal with these things.
Exactly.
It's about experimenting and finding what resonates with you.
It's a journey, not a destination.
It is.
There will be ups and downs.
There will.
But you have to keep moving forward.
And remember that you're not alone.
Never alone. There are people who care about you and resources to support you.
And that strength within you?
Always.
Okay, as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I'm curious to hear what's resonated with you the most.
What stands out to you?
You know, I think what's really striking me is how these verses, even though they're so old, still speak to us today. You know?
It is fascinating.
We've covered some deep stuff, starting with just a few verses.
Yeah, we have.
It's amazing how much wisdom is packed into these ancient texts.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be religious to get something out of it.
Right.
There's so much about the human experience in these stories and teachings.
That's true.
Like, they're speaking to us now, even though they were written so long ago.
Exactly. We talked about reaching out for help.
Sure.
Finding strength in community, practicing gratitude, recognizing our own resilience.
Yeah, those are all themes that resonate with everyone.
Throughout history.
Yeah, and we see them everywhere today, you know?
Yeah.
From psychology to self-help books to everyday conversations about dealing with life.
Absolutely. It's a good reminder that even though the world's changed a lot,
right,
the human experience is still pretty much the same.
We still struggle with fear and doubt and worry. We still want connection and meaning.
It's true.
We still look for hope that things will get better.
We do.
But the good news is we have the same tools and resources that have been helping people for centuries.
We do.
We can find comfort in our support systems, whether it's family or friends or professional help.
Right.
We can build resilience through things like mindfulness and gratitude.
Exactly.
And we can tap into our own inner strength, you know?
Yeah.
Remembering that we've been through tough stuff before and we can do it again.
It all comes back to that idea that you're not alone. You have that strength within you and there's support all around you.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into finding hope and strength in difficult times, I want to leave you with one last thought.
All right.
Remember that verse from Psalm 40 about having a new song in your mouth?
I do.
Such a powerful image, right?
Powerful.
It's about the transformation that can happen when we go through tough times.
Yeah.
Finding a new perspective, maybe a new way of living, even a new purpose.
A new way of being in the world.
Yeah. So I want to ask you, what is your new song?
Oh, wow.
What helps you find strength and resilience when things are hard? What gives you that sense of hope and purpose to keep moving forward?
That's a good question to think about.
It is.
And maybe by thinking about these ancient texts and what they have to teach us,
yeah,
we can all find our own new songs, our own ways of navigating life.
I love that. Well, we hope this deep dive has given you some things to think about and some tools to help you on your own journey. Thanks for joining us. And remember, even in the darkest times, you're not alone. There's always hope.